from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, it seems like it's good. I'd leave it up to the, you know, medical people to give a, you know, where he's at. But he was moving around good and had no real limitations today.
Call him doctors. That's Zach Robinson talking about Kyle Pitts' hamstring.
He's fine.
Yeah, Kyle Pitts says he's fine on Twitter.
Yes.
Raheem says it happened a couple weeks ago. It's just something he's been dealing with. Zach Robinson says he leaves it up to the medical people, which is smart. Yes. I wouldn't want to leave it up to anybody but them.
He's fine.
And Kyle Pitts is going to play on Sunday.
Yes, Kyle Pitts is going to play Sunday.
He's going to be okay.
He's going to be effective. He's fine. I just it's the thing where you got to put it on the report and everything like that he was limited. Limited, he probably still did 80% of the reps.
Maybe he wasn't even limited today.
100.
That was yesterday.
Yeah,
they'll practice again today.
Yeah, it's okay, Bunk. It's all right. Stuff like this happens, but I fully anticipate 8 being out there, 8 doing everything that he can to go out there and play. And no, I don't want to say go out there and play, because he's going to play. He's not injured. He's just limited a little bit.
Yeah. No, yeah. I'm not worried about that. What I'm maybe not even worried about, what I'm ready to see now is Kyle Pitts the dominator.
Yes.
Like, you know,
yes,
the guy that we've been promised,
yes,
for years,
yes,
and haven't seen yet,
right.
partially injury and partially other stuff he can't control, but healthy, good quarterback, year 4, whatever. Like, he's got all the motivation you could possibly want in the world to go out there and be great, and seemingly all the pieces around him that can help him do that. I really don't want to be late September doing the same thing we've done the last couple of years,
mm-hmm,
which is, man, well, I can find a way to get Kyle Pitts the ball a little bit more.
Yes.
We shouldn't have to be doing that again.
No,
this year.
Should not. Kyle should have a good day on Sunday.
And every Sunday.
And every Sunday. Yeah, he has that type of ability. He's a quarterback that can find ways to get him the football, put it to a football, put the ball where he can just make a play on and not have to damn near sprint the ball down. Just put it right there where it is and go make the plays, man. But, yeah, I'm not – the limited part, hamstring, not – I'll go out and say it ain't a big damn deal.
Nope.
It's not a big deal.
So, again, no. Absolutely
it's
not.
It's not a big deal.
But I don't want to hear anything about it on Monday,
no,
though.
Sure don't.
If he's got 2 catches for 14 yards.
Well, the leg.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
I don't want to do that.
Well, the leg.
Done that before. I've done that because last year it was like, well, he's supposed to be fully back from the injury, and then it was like October, and they're like, well, he's actually kind of not.
But you saw it.
He's actually kind of not. I know.
You saw the hitch in the Gideon.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't want any hitches. I don't want any hitches in the Giddy-ups this year.
You saw a hitch in his Gideon.
He did have a hitch in his Gideon. He also had Desmond Ridder at quarterback.
I mean, hitching a Gideon and a raggedy-ass quarterback.
Those are not a good combo.
Those are not a good, yeah.
That's a combo for a headache, man.
Yeah.
And Desmond might have given out more headaches than any quarterback in the NFL last year.
You don't want to play with an Advil quarterback. I'm just telling you.
They should have had an Advil sponsorship last year.
They are not fun. And your whole objective in life is not to go back that home like, hey, man, what the blank are you doing?
So you got the Chiefs and the Ravens tonight. Obviously, the Chiefs are going for an unprecedented 3rd consecutive Super Bowl. No one's ever done that before.
Right.
Teams have had an opportunity to do it, but no one's ever actually done it before. It would be pretty incredible if they did. I'm not betting against them. I mean, if I was putting money down on who's winning the Super Bowl this year, they would be the team that I would bet on.
Yeah. What year is this, Pat Mahomes? 7?
Is that right? Doesn't it seem like it's been 20?
Yeah.
Remember
the Chiefs super fan? He's got 17 and a half years. You think Pat is to be the quarterback when he gets out?
I don't know, but that's big motivator for the Chiefs tonight.
Yeah,
Andy Reid steps up in front of the team, and he's like, if you guys had the passion for this that he did.
Yeah. This guy robbed a check cashier spot or something like that?
Yeah, like robbed a bank or something.
And then still made it to our game.
Still came to the game.
The dedication. Whatever. Yeah, so he got 17 and a half years. in
so he
the
didn't
joint.
Really play year one. So let's call year one not okay. year one.
So
six, okay, right?
This is
so one,
this is
two, year. Three, four, five, six. This will be his seventh full season.
Okay. Unbelievable.
He's won three Super Bowls.
Yes.
He's been in the AFC Championship game every single year.
Yes.
And really the biggest shock in football this year would be if they're
they
not in the AFC Championship game. Mm-hmm. I mean, other teams can win Super Bowls half the time in his career other teams have. But yeah, I mean, it's about as good of a bet as there is right now. Going to be interested to see what Baltimore's offense looks like. Obviously, Derrick Henry running the football, and he's just going to look cool in that uniform anyway.
Yes.
Like Derrick Henry in a Ravens uniform is just going to look cool.
Yes.
Everybody's talking about how Lamar dropped some weight, so he might even be faster this year than he's ever been, which is a nightmare for anybody that plays defense for Kansas City. And I don't know, two really good teams. Just looking forward to seeing them play tonight.
It's going to be a great game. It's going to be a great game. As always, the things you worry about at the beginning of the season, sloppiness and everything, you know, certain, you know, because you're not playing a lot of plays throughout the preseason. So this is kind of yourself. You're working your way into game shape and playing consecutive plays over and over again. So it's always one thing that you look for, kicking game, turnovers, things like that. Bunk, be interesting to see if there's a new wriggle to this kickoff return.
Now we'll actually get to see it. Because no one really did anything with it
and
in
so
the preseason.
So you get to see if there's some new wrinkles with traps and all those different things.
Interesting.
So it's always an interesting thing when you have a new wrinkle into a game, which is the new kickoff return.
Yeah. I hope that it is a new wrinkle, because in the preseason, it was awesome. What's it going to look like? Yeah. It just looks kind of weird. And then
like
a
bunch of jumbled up bodies.
And then no one does anything.
Right.
Maybe there'll actually be some planning for it. I'm sure there will be planning, but there'll actually be some execution.
That's going to be an interesting thing here Sunday, because Cordell bringing it out anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He can't wait.
If they kick it the north side, he's
going to
get it.
This is the best thing for him, because he did break the record, right? But then it seemed like they might do away with the kickoff.
Yeah.
Because that was the direction it was headed. They went this direction instead. Yeah, Cordero's going to get a lot of chances on Sunday. Hopefully.
Put your pads on him.
Hopefully a lot, because that would mean the Falcons score a lot of touchdowns.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.